grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
What's happened?
Just fixing the equipment.
That's BFM, baby.
Love it.
Kia ora, Chris.
Kia ora, how are you?
Doing fine, doing good. Happy 420 for the other day.
Indeed, 420 week. It's not over yet.
It's 420 week, eh? Yeah.
That's right. We kick it off due to the time zones. And for those of the uninitiated, 420 being the code word for cannabis consumption in progress, or intended to be, perhaps. A little time for 420. Reason for the show. And the date in the American, where it came from, the origin, would be April 20.
California, probably.
Indeed. It did. High school kind of guys after their sports. We talked about it earlier today, didn't we?
Yes.
These guys called the Waldos.
The Waldos.
And they caught up after school, after they'd done their stuff. These are seniors, I should say.
They did their extracurriculars, and now they're doing the extracurriculars.
Indeed.
Yes, very
good. And we can have the Grateful Dead scene, in fact, for bringing it to the world.
That's some good trivia, eh?
Yeah.
Who brought around the 420s?
Well, it's the music connection, isn't it? It's the music and the cannabis bringing everyone together.
They go hand in hand.
They do. We had a bit of that down at the shop on Monday. A bit of hand in hand
music and
ceremonies.
Smoking.
Free gifts for everyone. That was good. That was good too. Good putting a smile on people's faces.
Good on you if you got down to the hemp store on Monday. And any day, actually.
Any day.
Good on you.
Tell you what, it's always a bit quiet here. Like, it hasn't, because it changes every day of the week, being the 20th of, and the wrong kind of format of date, I reckon. It's not
right.
Gets confused with J-Day. But anyway, it's more like an everyday thing rather than a whenever you want to thing. 4 a.m. thing. But in the States, it's big. You do get the occasional. I think Chloe might have posted it once or twice, a 420 thing. In America, it's just getting bigger and bigger. The actual Democratic Party posted on 420, no one should go to jail for smoking weed.
Wow.
Florida Democrats were giving away custom-branded rolling papers, 420 rolling papers, when you give them a $420 donation.
That's what you call late-stage capitalism.
That's pretty cool, though. Get some
cool.
Florida Democrat rolling papers.
Imagine smoking and toking on the Democratic schmoco. That's pretty wild of them. Someone in their marketing team was like, guys, we have to get the weed vote. And they were smart for that.
Hey, you know who else does 420 on a payment? That's your B card.
There you go.
We might need some rolling papers with that.
It's true. Do you hear that, Molly? No, they can't hear it.
Just
never
putting
mind.
It out there. Hey, KFC, just showing how mainstream it's got. KFC posted on 420. Happy 420, we packed you a bowl.
That's awesome.
A picture of some chicken.
That's really awesome, even though, you know.
Indeed. Yeah, even though. But still, it's pretty cool.
It just goes to show that, yes, the mainstreamification of the herb.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Mainstream acceptance for very good reasons. Merriam-Webster Dictionary used the occasion to post that marijuana is the only English word in which the J is silent.
Well, then, is it an English word?
Let's bring on the debate. People have their opinions about marijuana. I'm sure we're going to get a few texts. Can you out-argue Merriam-Webster Dictionary saying it's the only English word in which the J is silent?
I'll think about it.
Mm.
But if anyone has
They're probably right. The hot tip, they're probably right.
Yeah.
It's true. Hey, I'm getting a bit of cotton mouth speaking of 420.
Thank you so much. Another one of these fab in-zone terpene drinks. And speaking of 420, for anyone that does care, I actually did sort out my prescription before. So
that's right.
There's my medical information for you.
We're 100% legally...
Well, pretty much.
Legally 420'd.
Very good. What's the goss then?
Well, tell you where you wouldn't want to do this, and that's Singapore. So we're going from the, hey, this is pretty cool, KFC, Merriam Webster, and then Singapore just executed a man for cannabis.
Oh my God.
This is Omar bin Yaqob Bamadhaj. I hope I said that remotely right. He was unfortunately, and I wanted to say his name, he was executed last week over cannabis. In Singapore, it is a mandatory death penalty if you're caught with over 500 grams of cannabis.
That is so crazy.
That's a block of butter. That's a block of butter of cannabis and your mandatory death penalty.
That's terrible. No one should have to go through that.
Boycott Singapore and tell them why. Human rights chief of the UN, Volker Türk, said this was fundamentally incompatible with human dignity. Yes, killing someone is. Mm. It is fundamentally incompatible with their dignity. Mm. And he urged a moratorium. EU, Britain, Switzerland, Norway all coming in on that. And New Zealand, silent.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, that's deeply sad. No one should be executed or incarcerated for marijuana possession at all. Doesn't make any sense. Very backwards, in my opinion.
Mm. Exactly. Terrible. Exactly. And then going back to the beginning, that is exactly what the Democrats posted, isn't it?
Of course.
But here I think they got their always talking about export markets, you know, medical cannabis for export, not so much for local. Mm. And so that's possibly why we might have had a bit of silence there. Don't want to criticise them. But over in Radio New Zealand, this was a bit of a positive story, and it actually got my award for the weediest words that they managed to fit in.
The weediest words.
NZ's medical cannabis ecosystem hopes to harvest value-add opportunities. It's a bit of a dry kind of headline, but then it goes on about the buzz of excitement when medical cannabis was legalised, the budding medicinal cannabis sector struggling to put down roots.
I see.
So what they were talking about, basically, is that with the Helios factory closing recently, they were doing kind of contract processing for other people. So it's a bit of a vital bit of the chain, at least for some people, gone. But fortunately, perhaps, hopefully, there's a new one opening. David Seymour was down there. He's getting around. Really, he's got this, you know, used to always be the Greens would go in, and maybe some Labour, they'd go into the grow room, do their Insta shot.
Mm.
Now it's David Seymour. He's getting around. So he was down there opening the ceremony, getting on the Instagram.
Greedy man.
In a sea of buds. And... So this new facility, Aura Farms' new extraction facility in the Waikato there, can process 400 kilos of flower per day.
Wow. Is that high?
It's all right, I guess. You try growing that much.
Well, I'd do a bad job, I'm sure.
That's quite a bit per day.
That's a lot of...
But I guess that's the maximum. But, So they say they've got about 30 licensed cultivators they're working with, looking for more. And the idea being, you do the growing, and then they'll do the processing.
That's smart. If you've got a lot of flowers on your hands, maybe you should hit them up.
It's what's needed, right? That kind of thing. Tricky thing, though, is they don't yet have their certification, the EU GMP.
Mm.
And you'd certainly want to be, you know, growing to feed into that.
Mm-hmm.
So, good news. Rural News has another story, and Waikato Times had a video of inside there, if you want to watch that.
Wow.
Hmm. Kind of positive-ish.
Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, it is. No, it is. I should be more positive. It is positive, and it could well, you know, as we said, complete a chain and maybe get some more products to market.
Yes.
Let people export, lower their costs, not have to come up with millions and millions and millions of dollars to all set up their own one.
Mm.
You can use a shared facility. You know, it makes a lot of sense.
I see. The middle guy.
Well, it's kind of like any other industry, I guess.
Yeah, you know? Right.
I kind of, I guess.
You have to have different things of the chain for it to make the chain.
Yeah, and specialists. And like I said, it actually ends up, well, ideally, you lower costs because you're not all replicating. And,
you know. Everyone's working together.
Mm. Mm.
As they should.
As a cooperative, hopefully.
As we all should.
It might be.
Yeah, wow, yeah. Co-op processing.
They used that word. Well, they said collective, I think. But yeah, anyway.
I see, okay. Good on them.
Yes, that's right. That's right. So that's Aura Farm, if you're into that. And potentially, of course, because you're going to be able to have no... Also, David Seymour announcement, no license to grow hemp. So backyard Auckland, front door of the hemp store, wherever you want, rent a factory, have a farm, grow your hemp, no license needed. And then give Zoe a call down at Aura Farm and say, hey, I've got all this hemp, do you want it? and they can extract the CBD out of it.
Wow.
Because the hemp license will be able to, I mean, you won't need a license, but you will be able to feed it into a medical cannabis.
Oh, wow, thing. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Mmm. Righto. And then on the patient side, this was Pharmacy Today. Cannabis clinics are now responsible for the most cannabis prescriptions. Survey shows this is the drug trends they were citing. And basically, you know, confirming most people don't go to their actual GP. They're tending to go to a cannabis clinic. But, it, you know, it's a specialist. It's like if you have an issue with your, you know, something, you don't necessarily go to your GP. Well, you might go there first, but then you go to the specialist.
The specialists know what they're talking about.
Yeah, and often the GP, you know, they might be sympathetic and might want to do it, but they don't know enough to actually complete the process.
Good on them. So, the referrals are doing good stuff.
Mm.
Wow.
Reason, and here's a couple of studies just to round out the show. A couple of studies that came out this week. One was a survey of patients over in Germany, 3,500 patients. A new study showing medical cannabis appears to help people reduce their other medications. This was opioids, sleeping pills, and antidepressants, and having fewer or no side effects. In fact, 60% of the patients said that after beginning their medical cannabis, they had no side effects from anything. 85%, or hang on, patients were able to use, able to reduce the use of prescription drugs by 85%.
That's crazy.
And same number again, 60% stopped their use of other prescription medications completely.
Wow, okay, Germany.
Yeah, so, and what they were basically saying is this points to, you know, doctors, give it a go, because you'll find people can get off the other things that really do harm and potential for overdose, particularly with opioids.
They would hate to see that, wouldn't they?
Funnily enough, study in America shows reduced payments. In states where medical cannabis is legal, doctors make less money off insurance companies and pharmaceutical companies with all their rebates and that they do over there.
Oh, big pharma's in trouble.
Another study, this was interesting. This was done by the vape device producer PAX. We stocked PAX's down at the hemp store. They're a very good one, actually. Very, you know, top of the line. So what they did is they got some cannabis and put it through their PAX devices and some joints and did what they call matched puffing and analyzed all the stuff that comes off. The vaping reduced the exposure to things like aldehydes and the aromatic hydrocarbons, the PAHs, the bad things, these harmful compounds. 99% reduction, because these, of course, are products of combustion, not cannabis itself. So you stop the combustion, you're not having them.
Oh, you take the fire out of it, eh? That's the whole
thing. Exactly right. You're not setting your cannabis on fire, you're just gently heating it. FYI, they used Humboldt lemon cake batter. That was the strain.
That sounds freaking awesome.
It does, eh?
Humboldt lemon cake batter. Good name for a strain, I reckon.
I can taste it now. I can imagine what it tastes like.
Someone has actually submitted an answer for the Silent J competition.
Okay.
Which also could be a good flavour for a strain. Mojito. However, don't think that's an English word, and I also don't think marijuana is an English word either.
But we said it was Spanish, but I think it was actually made up in America. This is the big debate. Some people are like, oh, but it's a terrible word, because it's not even real.
I'm going to look it up.
But yeah. Whatever it is, it's reclaiming it. That's what we do on Marijuana Media. We're reclaiming the word with positive intent.
Exactly.
Don't let them make it a negative word. Anyway, so
it's
coming up.
It's a good word. It's a good thing.
You want your prescription to avoid those use of other things and your side effects and get into your vaping so you can have 99% reduction in harmful things. Come on down to the shop. Next week, current wait time. By the way, FYI.
Next week.
The doctors are working hard, but there's a little bit. It'll be next week after the long weekend.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. All good. Speaking of which, we're closed on Anzac Day because we observe freedom on Anzac Day, freedom from working. So have a good rest. But we are open on Monday, which is the day that everyone else gets a holiday. Shop's going to be open. Come on in.
I see. Get your things.
But before then, though, of course, tomorrow night, the Smellorama Weed Eaters 4D screening out at the Hollywood Avondale.
That's going to be awesome.
Indeed. How are they going to do that? And how much audience participation is involved?
I don't know. I guess there's going to be a lot of joints that go through those doors. Sorry, Billy.
We'll find out. We're going to find out tomorrow night.
Awesome.
Out at the Hollywood. If you can get yourself down to Christchurch, you're listening for now and there, UC Budsock, next, is that next Friday? Friday the 1st of May down in Christchurch is Blazer Strike. This is high stakes laser tag.
No freaking way. That sounds hilarious. Blazer
Isn't it?
Strike.
I love it.
Genius name.
Love it.
All the good shit's happening down in the South Island.
That's a good weekend to go down because the following day, Saturday, May the 2nd, is Christchurch J Day.
So you
can do the big weekend down there and Auckland J Day, end of the year, or first Saturday in December, which is the 5th.
Someone has asked you, what is your view on dabs/dabbing? What's your opinion?
What is my opinion? Well, what about it?
I don't know. I guess they've just said, what's the vibe?
Well,
hot or not?
I probably get what they're talking about. But dabs are—it's a concentrate. Concentrates have always been around. There's hash and things have always been around. So it's just kind of a modern version. It lets you avoid smoke or reduce it ideal. But you know they are stronger, so they're not for everyone. This is just something for people that perhaps need to have a bigger dose or have a bigger tolerance and can kind of handle it.
Yes.
Not for the someone to start off on.
No.
Shall we say?
That's professional opinion.
You have the bloody green out or whatever. Whitey.
Well, also, someone has really recommended the Paxes. They've said they're magnificent.
They have a very good reputation.
Yeah.
That's right.
I might have to investigate, even though I don't want to vape. There's something just so ritualistic and ancient about rolling up a joint. You know, even though I know it's bad, you're not meant to do it, and blah, 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 blah. Not that I do it, but, it's, you know.
I hear you. It is.
It's
it is a
ritual
that brings people together. That's
it
right.
Is.
And vapes, you don't really want to pass them around, so and you shouldn't. So.
Yes, keep your vapes to yourself, you guys. And that goes for non-marijuana vapes mostly. Keep it in your pants. Anything else?
Okay, right. Okay, we've got that.
There you go. Awesome. All right, was there anything else?
No, that's it. We'll see you next
Cheers,
week.
Cheers, Chris.
We'll see you tomorrow for the
tomorrow.
Weed Eaters.
Oh, yes, get to the Weed Eaters at the Hollywood Avondale. Whee!
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with me.